Yerushalmi Turmoith corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Kuf Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Daladim Abeith at the Mishnah. Chavith Shel Truma Shenoilad Basafik Tuma Rabbi Elezer Oime Im Haitha Munachas Amokam Tofa Yanichena Bamokam Amutzna Im Haitha Magula Yechasena. If a doubtful Tuma arose in a barrel of Truma, Rabbi Elezer says that if it had been in an ownerless place, it should now be put in a hidden place, means to prevent it from contracting any further Tuma. If it had been already uncovered, it should now be covered. Rabbi Shua Oime Im Haitha Munachas B'makom amutzna yenichena b'makom tofa. V'maisa machusa yigalena. Rabbi Shua says if it had been resting in a hidden place, it should be placed in an ownerless place. If it had been covered, it should be uncovered. Rabbi Gamliel aimer al yichadish b'adava. Rabbi Gamliel says nothing should be changed. Chavos yonishbara begasa elyona v'atachtoina tmeya moide b'leza v'Rabbi Yeshua shem yochel hadzil mimena revius b'tahara yatzil v'imlav v'b'leza aimer teyred v'tetame v'alit amena b'yadav. If a barrel of Truma broke into the upper level of a wine press and the lower level was Tomei, Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Shua agree that if he can save at least a revius of it from becoming Tomei, he should save it. If not, Rabbi Elezer says that he should leave it to become Tomei rather than actively cause it Truma. V'chein, chobith shel shemen shenishpecha moide Rabbi Elezer Rabbi Shua shem yochel hadzil mimena revius b'tahara yatzil v'imla Rabbi Elezer oimer teyred v'tibola v'al yiv'la'ena b'yadov. Similarly, if the oil of a bowel was leaking out, Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Shua agree that if he can save at least a revius of it from becoming Tomei, he should save it. If not, Rabbi Elezer says he should leave it to flow down and become collected in the vessel which has doubtful tuma, but he shouldn't actively make it Tomei. V'alzu v'alzu amar Rabbi Shua loy zu hi tuma shani musa aleha melatama ela melachlo ubal tetamea. Rabbi Shua says these are not the case of tumah that a person is warned to guard from tumah, but rather from eating it. What's the case of tumah? Ketzad haya oiver mimakom lamokim bekikaris your tumah biyadei amle nochri ten li achas mehen ve'tamer ve'im lav hari ani metame es kulan ve'bleza oime yitame es kulan v'al yiten loy achas mehen ve'yitame Rabbi Shua oime yenechen lefonav achas mehen ala sela. If a person is traveling from place to place carrying tumah loaves, and a Gentile told him, give me one loaf and I will make it Tomei, and if not, I will make all of the loaves Tomei. Rabbi Elezer says that he should allow the Gentile to make all of them Tomei rather than put forth one of them. Rabbi Shua says that he should place that loaf on a rock in front of him. And similarly for women, if Gentiles said, give us one of you and we will violate her, and if not, we will violate all of you, they should allow them all to be violated rather than actively give over one single Jew. And the Gemara says, Am Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun medivei shloshtam tuluya asura asur l'salfa. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabun says that the opinion of all three of them shows that one may not burn truma tuluya, which is truma that's doubtfully tamei. Chevaya b'shem Rabbi Elazar, chavit ha-reshoina k'Rabbi Yosi v'ashniya k'Rabmeh. Chevaya, quoting Rabbi Elazar, said that the Mishnah taught about a truma barrel that Rabbi Shua said that if it had been resting in a hidden place, it should be placed in an ownerless place. The Mishnah later taught that Rabbi Shua said that these are not cases of truma that a person is warned to guard from truma, but rather from eating it. What is the case of truma? There's a Mishnah in... So that was a quote there from the second part of our Mishnah. Then there's a Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim that teaches, Rabbi Meir says that if we learn from their words that one may burn tar chametz with tamei truma before Pesach, even though they will touch when they are burned, and the tameh will cause tumah to the tahor, it's permitted. Rabbi Yosi prohibits actively making tumah tameh. The first barrel of our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yosi, and the second barrel follows Rabbi Meir. Chevaya Amri Chavis Roshoina k'Rabbi Yosi v'leis Rabbi Meir moideba, v'ashniya k'Rabbi Meir v'leis Rabbi Yosi moideba. Chevaya said that the first barrel follows Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Meir does not agree. The second barrel follows Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yosi does not agree. Amaloin Rabbi Yosi chamun. Ma asun maurin chavith reshoina k'rab Yosi ha k'rab Meir solfin o k'rab Shimon solfin v'yubu Rab Meir v'rab Shimon al Rab Yosi v'yisufu shetei v'ana chami rabbonon asa uvda k'imehoin v'amrin ezel tali. Rab Yosi asked him a question. Let's see if your suggestion is correct. According to you, the case of the first barrel is like Rab Yosi the Tana, but according to Rab Meir, Rab Shura permits burning. Rab Shimon also has this opinion. And if so, Rab Meir and Rab Shimon's opinion outweigh Rab Yosi, and they should be burned. So when a case came before the Rabbanon, why do they rule that its status is hanging and it may not be burned? And the Gemara asks, well, and where do we find that Rab Shimon says that they should be burned? And the answer from the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim that Reb Levin and Reb Shua agree that each is burned separately. V'am Reb Yochanan, Reb Shimon, Shnia. Reb Yochanan says that Reb Shimon taught that statement. V'in temun lei l'Reb Meir Toluya, hatani tumah Toluya v'tumeya sofen oisah be'erev Shabbos im chasheicha to Reb Meir. V'chachamim bezmana, and it should say v'yisifu oisah shachris. And the Gemara asks, well, how could you say that according to Reb Meir it's permitted to burn Toluya? A bais of their teachers that according to Reb Meir, when Erev Pesach occurs on Shabbos, one may burn Toluya together with certainly Tamei Tumah just before Shabbos. The Chacham disagree, requiring the chametz to be crumbled or thrown into the wind at the correct time, meaning Shabbos morning. Why not burn it on Erev Shabbos in the morning? It must be that since it's only doubtfully Tamei, he must wait until the last possible moment to burn it. Amr Rabbi Zeir Kami Rabbi Mana Tipate but Toluya should die to Lishar Alea, and Rabbi Zeir answered to Rabbi Mana that it's a case of Tumah where the owner is going to consult a Chacham about it and he might rule that it's Tahor. Amalei Kain Amr Rabbi Yosi Rabban Kol Toluya Dan Amrin Hacha but Toluya Shein Dai to Lishar Alea Abad Dai to Lishar Alea Tahirahi. Rabbi Mana said to Rabbi Zeir that our teacher Rabbi Yosi said that Rabbi Meir permits burning Toluya when he doesn't intend to consult a Chacham, since it's considered to be certainly Tamei. But if he intends to consult a Chacham, it is potentially Tahor, and he may not burn it. Tatani Toluya Sha'ama Tahirahi Tamehi Hareza Tamea Im Ama Harini Manicha Amanashe Shal Alea Tahira. We have a support from a Tosefta, Toluya, about which the owner was doubtful whether it had become Tamei, it's viewed as Tamei. If he said, I will consult a Chacham about it, then it's Tahor, and this is like the ruling of Rabbi Yosi. Am Rabbi Yosi Burbun, Tipatev Shenoldola Safik Tuma, Imdim Demechama, Valeis Shmamina Klum. Rabbi Yosi Burbun says, disagreeing with Rabbi Zeira, that when Rabbi Meir taught in the Braisa that one burns the Chametz on Erev Pesach, it's when the doubt didn't occur until Erev Shabbos at the end of the day, so nothing can be proven from here. V'asan amrin chavis ha'vishoyna ke Rabbi Yosi v'leif Rabbi Meir moideba v'atani b'med v'amurim b'bo she say she'ein boi kadeh la'alois aber bo she'yesh should say boi kadeh la'alois afil kol shehu asa letamois. Furthermore, you, Chavaya, said that the first bow follows Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Meir does not agree. But Abaisa taught, according to Rabbi Yeshua, when is it permitted to receive Truma in Tamei vessels? When there aren't 100 parts of Tamei Chulin in the pit to annul Truma that falls and the mixture would become Maduma, so in order to save the Chulin, Rabbi Shua allows the collection of the Truma in Tamei vessels. But if there are 100 parts of Tamei Chulin, so if one part of Truma falls, it would be annulled, one may not make Tamei even a small quantity of Truma. V'in Kub Meir, it should say, he yesh by kadeh la'alois, he ein by kadeh la'alois. But according to Rabbi Meir, since the Tumah is going to become Tamei either way, one may bring it to Tumah even when there's no loss to Chulin. And this is the question then against Chavaya. We skip the next five words. V'oi min ha'dod etaninan Rabbi Yosi oimer eina hi hamida v'leis ba'an nash ama eina ela tuhu moide al kadmaisa. And furthermore, the Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim taught, and we had earlier, that Rabbi Yosi disagrees and prohibits actively making Tumah Tamei, saying that the case of Erev Pesach is not the same as Rabbi Shua's case. It certainly shows that Rabbi Yosi agrees to Rabbi Shua's permission to actively make Tumah Tamei, and this is a question against Chavaya. Mai Kadoin Tamon Hatayu Chasal Mamoin Shel Yisrael V'acha Mai Islach Meima. What's the difference between the two cases? There, in our Mishnah, the Torah is concerned about the loss of Jews' property, but here on Erev Pesach, what can you say? Where anyway, nothing can be saved since all chametz must be destroyed. V'acha Einem Afsido Imamoin Shutzach Eitzim L'Sofa Zulatzma V'Zulatzma. And the Gemara rejects that. Now here, chametz does burning the Tahor and Tamei Tumah separately not cause financial loss? He requires extra wood in order to burn each one separately. And they answer, no, they were only concerned for a large financial loss. Amr B'Yosi B'Rabun, Tepate, Commander Amr, Medivir B'Kiva, Medivir B'Chanina, B'Tzkana Kahanim, B'Leis Shmamina Klum. And the answer is from Rabbi Yosi B'Rabun that really Rabbi Yosi reasons that according to Rabbi Yeshua, when they not actively make Tumah Tamei, even if it's anyway going to be destroyed. In fact, he says that when the Mishnah said, from their words we learn, it was referring to the words of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kehanim there, that it's permitted to burn Rishon Tumah meat with Avatumah meat. But there's no proof from here that Rabbi Yosi understands that Rabbi Shua permits actively making Tumah Tamei.